Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 3, Text Number 17 and 16. Sri Sukha Uvacha Iti Nigadena Abhi Suyamano Bhagavan Anivisarsabho Parsha Garabhi Vajita Abhivandita Charana Sadayam Idam Aha. Sukadeva Goswami said, the priests who were even worshipped by King Nabhi, the emperor of Dharkavarsha, offered prayers in prose. Generally they were in poetry and bowed down at the Lord's lotus feet. The Lord of Lords, the ruler of the demigods, was very pleased with them and he began to speak as follows. The Supreme Personality of Godhead replied, O great sages, I am certainly very pleased with your prayers. You are all truthful. You have prayed for the benediction of a son like me, for King Nabhi, but this is very difficult to obtain. Since I am the Supreme Person without a second, and since no one is equal to me, another personality like me is not possible to find. In any case, because you are all qualified Brahmins, your vibration should not prove untrue. I consider the Brahmins who are well qualified with Brahminical qualities to be as good as my own mouth. The Supreme Personality of Godhead replied, O great sages, I am certainly very pleased with your prayers. You are all truthful. You have prayed for the benediction of a son like me, King Nabhi, but this is very difficult to obtain. Since I am the Supreme Person without a second, and since no one is equal to me, another personality like me is not possible. In any case, because you are all qualified, your vibration should not prove untrue. I consider the Brahmins who are well qualified with Brahminical qualities to be as good as my own mouth. Purport. The word avitada girvi, they whose spoken vibrations cannot be nullified, the Brahmins dvija are given a chance by the Shastric regulations to become almost as powerful as the Supreme Lord. Whatever a Brahmin speaks cannot be nullified or changed in any circumstance. According to Vedic injunctions, a Brahmin is the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, all the rituals a Brahmin is offered food, Brahmana bhoj. Because when a Brahmin eats, it is considered that the Supreme Lord Himself eats. Similarly, whatever Brahmin speaks cannot be changed. It must act. The learned sages who were priests at Maharaj Nabhi's sacrifice were not only Brahmins, but were so qualified that they were like devas, demigods, or God Himself. If this were not the case, how could they invite Lord Vishnu to come? God is one, and God does not belong to this or that religion. In Kali Yuga, different religious sects consider that God to be different from the God of others. But that is not possible. God is one and is appreciated according to the different angles of vision. In this verse, the word Kaivalyat means God has no competitor. There is only one God. In Svetasatara Upanishad it is said, Natasamasyabhyadikasyadrishyate. No one is found to be equal to him or greater than him. That is the definition of God. Om Jnanatvirandasya Jnananyanasalakaya Shakshuru Vrimilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Yandadati Swapadantakam Vandeham Sri Gura Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavancha Sri Rupam Sakarjatam Sagana Raghunadamitam Tansajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vichakanvitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatale Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Haripriya Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Krupa Sindhubhaya Vajapatitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavadhyo Namonam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastadi Gaura Bhaktaranda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare So what is told in this verse is about true Brahmins and about the universality or the absolute truth. So this is a very important subject, Brahmins and God. So this is the most important subject. The Brahmins can guide us to understand God, and without God, not even a blade of grass moves. That is, whatever we want in life to happen individually or on a government level, everything needs first the sanction of God. Unfortunately, nowadays the governments have plans and unconcerned with God, they want to make plans, but they will only remain empty plans. So very foolish. So if the leaders of the society are foolish, what can be said about ordinary people? When Prabhupada started International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the opening remarks he made, now the whole society is topsy-turvy, upside down. everybody is blind. If the leaders are blind, it goes unsaid that the followers are also blind. So we are trying to create a class of people who are Brahmins, and they will train the rest of the members of the society, and then there will be auspiciousness and prosperity in human society. Now all efforts are going down the drain, waste. People are wasting their time, people are wasting their money, and everybody is misguided. The problem is no head, headless body. If the society is considered a social body, and whenever we talk about a body without head is dead. A body without head is useless. So people may not like to hear this because of their fat ego and pride. Nobody likes to accept that they are all as good as dead and they are useless. No progress, nothing. So it is the progress of the asses, in the terms of Prabhupada, progress of the asses. So what is the progress of the asses? They stay where they are. Asses may go forward, that doesn't mean that their behavior changes. You find an ass in US, you find an ass in India. Because the ass is in US, do you think it will behave in a different way or what? Ass everywhere will brag and act stupid, foolish. So, the scientist Prabhupada talks about the political leaders are foolish, the scientists are foolish, the philosophers are foolish, the educationists, they are foolish. These are all the people who are heading the society. And Prabhupada elaborates. It's not that he made an irresponsible statement, but he corroborates the statement. So what is the philosophy without knowing the distinction between body and atma? Philosophy like Marxism, Leninism, Gandhiism, all philosophies, but no one understands what is the difference between body and soul. So simply useless philosophy, because the philosophy begins like we have many philosophies, Advaitavada, that means non-dualism, Visishta Advaita, Dvaita Advaita, Siddha Advaita. There are many philosophies are there, but at least all of them accept that the self is different from the body, and after that there are differences. So then there is some stuff. So they want to, all right, the soul is there. What is the destination of the soul? So they differ Advaita, Advaita, Dvaita, Dvaita, Vishishta Dvaita, Siddha Dvaita. So we have all these philosophies, what our great teachers said. But the first deck is not clear. We are not the body. We are soul, consciousness. So all materialism, all materialistic philosophies. So nothing good will happen by these philosophies. That's why all these philosophies are, they have not delivered anything good, flushed out. People have not become, whether they have become followers of Gandhi or Lenin or this or that. Everybody is in distress and chaos. So that is the philosophy, modern philosophy. So Prabhupada has written, like we were reading on Ekadasi days, every day Prabhupada was talking to Hayagriva Prabhu. There are many philosophers, Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, this, that, Spiegel, many Western philosophers are there. Simply, all philosophies are based on body or speculation, that they don't have a clear idea of the soul. So the philosophers are simply bogus. And Prabhupada says also about Freudism. Freudism is, there was a philosopher by name Sigmund Freud. What did Sigmund Freud say? That everyone is motivated by sex. It is called Freud philosophy. He said, every activity, because generally, that is what we find in animals. All animals are simply motivated by food and sex. They are nothing else. So this Freud, he thought he did a great discovery in saying, I have discovered every person is subconsciously, everybody is motivated by sex drive. So that is not any discovery or any big philosophy. If people don't have right philosophy, that is, people live like animals. So we don't have to say anything special. Just like Acharya Rajneesh, you know, he's a Ramanuja Acharya, he's a Madhu Acharya, Acharya Rajneesh, modern day philosopher. Also, people liked that philosophy. During his time, there was a big movement until he was kicked out of the United States for his nonsense activities. He was spoiling the members of the society by encouraging them into sex indulgence. So United States government, they deported him. They threw him out of the country. Then everything collapsed and then finished. Because there is no discipline or sanctity or any virtues coming out of that philosophy. So this is the kind of philosophy nowadays. There is also in Vedic times also the Charvak Siddhant, Charvak. There is a philosopher Charvak. What is that? Charvak philosophy, eat, sleep and be merry. So that is what people are already doing. It's not some new philosophy that people have to attempt, you know. Already people are doing all that. Because people don't have philosophy. Their philosophy of life is eat, sleep and be merry. Don't worry about problems. Just go on with your hedonistic idea. In there, someone. Are you disturbed yet, sir? And urgent, eh? Cell phone just in the class. Class la cell phone was in there. At log attend your class. Anybody is bringing cell phone? If you are getting too many messages, that is also a disturbance. Ting, 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 ting. After another 5 minutes, ting, ting. So what are you saying? Disturbed by SMS. Huh? What did you say? Don't bother about anything in life. Just somehow what did it say? Beg, borrow or steal. Beg, borrow or steal. But eat with desi ghee. Desi ghee is very costly. So if you don't have income, beg. Give up your prestige. You become shameless enough to just beg. Please, go and beg. Borrow, that means cheating. You borrow money, you cannot return it. Beg, give up your self-pride. Beg, beg. So, we cannot be called, the Swamijis cannot be called beggars. We are beggars, in a sense, but we cannot be called beggars. Because beggar's profession is a very menial activity. It's without any self-prestige. But Brahmin's begging is different from a ignorant man. A beggar is like it's a beg, borrow or steal. You cannot compare Brahmins, Vaishnavas as beggars. People have said ISKCON has created a beggar's profession. Very educated people stop doing everything, just go out and go out and beg. No, we should go out and preach, and people should respect you and voluntarily give you alms, respectfully. They have to put rose flowers and some big donation, touch your feet and give you. Because you have made them so happy by your preaching, and you have given them so much knowledge by your preaching, and you have convinced him how he is living like an animal. Now you wanted to make him live like a demigod. So, and he is living like an animal for base pleasures in life. Now you have convinced him that you are meant for divine life. You made him realize his pristine glory as the part and parcel of God. You say me that, wow, I'm living like an animal. These people have come and showed me how I can have a higher standard of happiness, spiritual happiness, and how I can live the life of a man of character, and how I can have all good qualities and be selfless. So immediately, the Prabhupada, he created a big institution just by his talking. He went everywhere and was talking to people. And people gave their life, people gave their money, and people were willing to do anything for Prabhupada. Why do people do like that? Prabhupada is not paying a paisa to anybody. One time when hundreds of foreign devotees, they are all bowing down and they are all massaging his feet, cooking for him, Prabhupada had a broad smile. Devotees did not understand why Prabhupada is smiling unnecessarily. All these foreign, very educated young people, why is Prabhupada smiling? And somebody asked him, tell us, Prabhupada, why you are smiling. So Prabhupada said, Prabhupada also told a story on that occasion and also explained. A man has nothing to eat, but he will go on a horse for passing stool. He has nothing to eat. To maintain a horse, it's a very costly thing. This man has nothing to eat, but he will go on a horse to pass stool. So similarly, Prabhupada said, I am a penniless person, but now you are all big people. You are all big people, very educated, very rich people's son. You are all children of very rich people, and I am a beggar. And you are making all arrangements for me. So when this thought came to me, because Prabhupada was really, I am a beggar, I don't have anything. But you people are all giving your life with your PhDs, with your crores, with your American nationalities. You are all coming to give your life. Then Prabhupada explained, why you are all working for me, doing menial service, massaging my feet, cooking for me, washing my pots, washing my clothes. Why you are all doing this? You are all not fools. Unless you have got something great in your life. Is that right? Nobody will give you their life. You just don't go after somebody just like that. Unless you thought, oh, I have got great wealth. So I don't want to lose this wealth. I want to carefully preserve this wealth. So you want to give up anything and everything, but not miss this. So Prabhupada said, your lives were a sham. Your lives were very meaningless before you came in contact with me. Now you have become very happy people. You have become very gentlemen. Krishna devotee means a gentleman. Krishna devotee means a very happy person. He cannot be made unhappy. A Krishna devotee, it's a contradiction. Krishna devotee very unhappy. Contradiction. Is Krishna an unhappy person? So how can Krishna devotees be unhappy? Not possible. So if you are disturbed and all that, like last night, our pujari who directly serves Jagannath, I am disturbed, I want to change my department. Brahmins cannot be disturbed. If they understand why, what, and they want to settle up things and move on. But when you are not a Brahmin, but you are doing externally service, then naturally you will be disturbed. If you are a Brahmin, immediately you learn things, you correct things, and you are a very happy person. So Prabhupada told that what your society could not give you, what your parents could not give you, what your money could not give you, what your education could not give you, just by coming in contact with me, you have found fulfillment in your life to such an extent that you don't want anything else other than this, what I have given you. So you have become a servant. And then Prabhupada explained further. He said, I'm also remembering, because Prabhupada was during Nehru's time, Gandhi Nehru era. So during those times, every Britisher has many, many Indian servants. They were paying Indians, the British had a lot of money and Indians were poor, so they were paying Indians for this service. Dobiwala is Indian, and dishwasher is Indian, and sweeper is Indian, cook is Indian, and this British fellow is just having a good time, all Indians are here. So now I have reversed the trend, I am an Indian, and all these Americans, Britishers, everybody is serving this. And that means actually it is like insulting them, but they are very proud to be defeated by the philosophy of Prabhupada. And they are very proud. Prabhupada, we are very proud to be your servant. So that is what is called Krishna consciousness. Without Brahmins, without God, without Krishna, without spirituality, life is simply dead life. The scientists are talking about dead body. The body is going to be dead and you are not going to squeeze anything out of this body. So the scientists are foolish because they are trying to research the body. So much they are trying to cut open the body and study the matter. Foolish scientists, philosophers. They cannot have an idea of God and soul. Similarly, leaders, what are they promising? Like an animal will be satisfied by giving food, but a man cannot be satisfied just by providing food. Man cannot live by bread alone. Bible. Human beings cannot be happy just by getting food, because there are so many other problems and there are so many other issues. It is not the problem of hunger. The problem of hunger can be solved, but there will be a lot of competition, a lot of hatred and jealousy, and discrimination, so many things. So we need a right philosophy that can unite people, that can make everyone happy. All our philosophies, you become happy, the other man is deprived. But Krishna consciousness, God-centered philosophy, is that everyone can become happy. Because God is capable. No human being is capable to satisfy everybody. But say, gurus will be many. Someone will be attracted to this guru, someone will be attracted to that guru. Not one guru can satisfy everybody. We are all individuals, so we are attracted to different things. But Krishna, he has everything in him. He is complete. He is complete and perfect. Whatever anyone in this world is looking for, you can find it in Krishna. Simultaneously, at one time, the Krishna is standing and like a person is standing. He is beautiful to some people, he is not beautiful to some people. The Krishna is standing. Krishna can steal the hearts of everyone, no matter your mentality may be, because he can perfectly satisfy you. Simultaneously, one Krishna is standing, you are looking for kind of Chinese beauty. Krishna will look like a Chinese person. Same person, when a Chinese looks, wow, he looks like, you know, and somebody looks. So that is called the omnipotency of God. At one time he can perform all acts simultaneously. Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti pasyanti panti kalayanti charam jaganti. What is that next line? Ananda Chinmaya. Because his body is Chinmaya body. Chinmaya body means it can take any form, any shape, any appearance. So Krishna can simultaneously. Children will love Krishna. Young woman will love Krishna, old people will love Krishna, scholars will love Krishna, Kshatriyas will love Krishna, Brahmins will love Krishna, everybody. Because Krishna is the supreme in everything. He is the supreme mischief, he is the supreme lover, he is the supreme scientist, he is the supreme philosopher, he is the supreme engineer. So, everyone will be attracted to Krishna. So this is what is missing in the society. That's why in this purport Prabhupada is talking about Brahmin and God. Without Brahmin and God, it's a dead society. It is human society, but without life. God is life, the soul is life. Without God and soul, what people are doing, simply maintaining dead bodies. That means they are heading for death. They are trying to beautify, polish this dead body. Everybody is trying to work on a bodily platform. So, the civilization starts, the culture starts, that is the beginning of education. When a man understands the difference between him and the body, from that day he will be looking for right things, right values, right relationships, right kind of happiness. All perverted relationships, perverted happiness, perverted values. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. So those who are going for program, Ramdas, be ready by 10 o'clock.